Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In the wake of U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions' admission, he met twice with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. during last year's presidential campaign and failed to disclose those talks during a Senate confirmation hearing. Trump administration is dealing with new revelations of previously undisclosed meetings with the ambassador. Russian ambassador met with Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and the since-ousted National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, in December at President Trump's offices in New York. UN mediator says Syria's warring parties are going home with a clear agenda as a fourth round of intra-Syrian talks wound up with 9 days of intense discussions, largely mired in discussions on procedure, interspersed with issues of substance. Stephanie Mistura is the UN Special Envoy for Syria.
There are still people in Syria and outside who still believe that there is a military option or a military solution. That is fantasy.
Mr. De Mistura says only a political option will bring peace to Syria. He will report on the talks to the UN Secretary General and the Security Council. And while in New York, Mr. De Mistura hopes to set a date to resume the next round of talks on Syrian peace. U.S. warplanes and drones launched a new wave of airstrikes against al-Qaeda terror cells in Yemen, part of what's being described as a larger plan to contain something military planners see as a growing threat to the West. Like the initial round of precision airstrikes, targets included fighters, equipment, infrastructure, and heavy weaponry belonging to al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. This is VOA News. Floods in southern and southwestern Zimbabwe have killed some 246 people. Nearly 2,000 have been left homeless, all of that since December. Zimbabwe was just beginning to emerge from two seasons of drought that decimated recent harvest when the flood struck. Also, the United Nations Children's Fund said last year Zimbabwe, once known as the breadbasket of southern Africa, was facing, at worst, child mutation rate in 15 years. International Organization for Migration is appealing for nearly $25 million to provide life-saving assistance to hundreds of thousands of the most vulnerable victims of Somalia's drought. That story now from Lisa Schlein at the IOM headquarters in Geneva.
IOM spokeswoman Olivia Hayden says a huge increase in humanitarian aid is needed to avert famine in some of the worst affected areas.
Wages are collapsing, local food prices are rising, animal deaths are increasing, malnutrition rates are starting to rise, water prices are spiraling, and Somalis are moving in growing numbers in search of food and water.
The IOM appeal is targeting more than 1 million of the estimated 6.2 million drought-affected Somalis in need of assistance through June. Hayden tells VOA that the IOM and other aid agencies have been increasing their humanitarian operations over the past few months to prevent people from starving to death. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Irish government investigators say the remains of babies have been discovered in a mass grave at a former Catholic home for unmarried mothers. Their ages ranged from 35 weeks to 3 years. Records show the babies died between 1925 and 1961. That's the last year the home was open. An investigation was launched in 2014 after death certificates were found for nearly 800 children, but a burial record only for one baby. Head of the U.S. Central Bank says improvements in employment and rising inflation mean an interest rate increase will be likely appropriate later this month. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen told a Chicago audience the change will come if economic data continues to come in as expected.
As in 2015 and 2016, the committee stands ready to adjust its assessment of the appropriate path for monetary policy if unanticipated developments materially change the economic outlook.
Central Bank raised rates just twice in the past decade after slashing them to record lows to boost economic growth. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis welcoming you to another hour of the best of jazz past and present, and conversation with two of the great masters of modern jazz who just passed away, Larry Coryell and Al Jarreau. I was actually out of the country on vacation with my family in Mexico when the news came to me that both Al Jarreau and Larry Coryell had passed away within 1 week of one another. Larry on the 19th of February and Al on the Sunday before, the 12th of February. Al Jarreau was 76 and Larry Coryell 73. We lament their passing so very much, and though I had planned originally to this week give you a conversation with guitarist Steve Kahn and a listening session to his brand new release, the brilliant work Backlog, we'll give that to you next week and instead pay homage to these two great masters. Also born in the month of March, more great masters of jazz, and I want to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America with music from them. We'll hear from the great drummer, Roy Haynes. But first, the father of free jazz, Ornette Coleman, who was born on the 9th of March in 1930 and passed away just a couple of years ago on the 11th of June, 2015, at the age of 85. From his album Tone Dialing, here's Street Blues, Ornette Coleman, beginning this hour of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. From the album Te Vu, that is NEA jazz master, the great drummer Roy Haynes, and the song written by Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays, James, with Mr. Metheny on guitar, as a matter of fact. Longtime associate of Roy Haynes, and Roy, born on the 13th of March in 1926, is still going strong at the age of 90 years old, and next week, turning 91. This is Russ Davis, and let's continue our conversation from 2000 with Al Jarreau. We lament his passing greatly, and after we hear his comments, we'll hear more of his wonderful music here on VOA's Jazz America.
Al, I was going to ask you for a last final message for our folks around the world, and you are a real American treasure. We're so happy to know in this world that there is an Al Jarreau, and Americans are mighty proud of you. I know the rest of the world has embraced you, loves you, and loves what you've done, and much more to come. Congratulations on tomorrow, today, and I look forward to continuing this conversation again later.
Thank you.
Al Jarreau, thanks for joining us on The Voice of America.
Okay, see you, Voice of America.
Let me make an observation here, and be so bold as to compare you and the way you've taken your career and the direction you've taken your career with the attitude that Nat King Cole and Louis Armstrong did, because they were people that had that serious love of jazz and were great players of their instrument, as you are, and loved the traditions of jazz, but just simply wanted to reach as many people as they possibly could. Would you agree with that statement?
You're absolutely right. And, you know, as inaccessible as some people think my music is, because it may be a little complex or this or that or the other, and certainly not flavor of the month music, you know, so it's not, you know, down the pipe mainstream pop, you know, so as inaccessible as it seems to be for some people, you know, I really take on gladly the the task of and love the desire to communicate. I mean, so that, you know, if in one moment you're at the concert and I'm going, in the next moment, I may be asking you to sing that because I want to talk to you about just being here. I mean, talking to the audience, you know, talking to you. Did you ever sing that line? Come on, give it to me. And there are people singing Take Five with me.
That's called communication.
Guys singing Take Five with me in a concert,
Spain,
you know, in the audience, singing Spain with me. I'm reaching out to say hi to people. I love that communication because for me, they are the other instrument in the house.
Mm-hmm.
They are the other instrument.
Mm-hmm.
They affect what finally gets heard in that house, just as the guys do on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do they affect it in this mental, emotional kind of way, but they sing and sing along, and that is on tape in so many instances.
Mm-hmm.
So the audience for me is part of the group, and I never forget them. I am always reaching to people and trying to do some music that they can understand and feel, and challenge them to go beyond three chords in the music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge them to get beyond what is typically, you know, just a pop song. And I love pop songs.
Hey.
I'm singing pop songs all the time. That's what Breaking Away is.
Mm-hmm.
I love that pop idiom, you know, want to perform there.
Yeah.
And
as Lewis and Nat did, and others too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
So I guess you're quite right. I do share that with those guys, you know, Nat and you know, even Dave Brubeck, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
Wanting to reach people, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Making a conscious decision that as well as doing really complex things, you know, do some things that speak right directly to people and come in the face, you know. I am you. A lyric that says, I know where you've been. I share some of the things that you have shared. Let's get together and let me show you where I've been.
Samba, este samba que eu estou de maracatu. Esse macho aperta o barrigo, samba de cututu. Mas que nada, eu sou muito bom, escute o legal. O você não vai querer que tu chegue no final. Sing it, Jones. Samba, samba, este samba que me chute maricato. É samba de Porto Velho, samba de Portutu. Mas que nada, que nada, mas que, mas que nada. O samba tomou um escutelo e carro. Você não vai querer que tu chegue no final. Sing it, y'all, sing.
so much money, but you can't do it, samba.
Este samba que me estou de mercado. Esse moço preto velho, samba de preto duro.
Mas que nada, não sou muito não escutei o regalo. Você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. Não, mas nem sem o outro.
Al Jarreau thrilling the crowd as he always did, night after night, all around the world, with Mashkenada, the Brazilian classic from Antonio Carlos Jobim, from his album Tenderness. Now, speaking of Brazil and birthdays, here's Iliane Elias from Sao Paulo, who's made New York her home since she was just a teenager. Born on the 19th of March in 1960 in Brazil, turning 57 on the 19th of March, here's Iliane Elias with her version of the Thelonious Monk classic Nostalgia and Times Square on Jazz America from VOA 1. A new interpretation of the Thelonious Monk standard Nostalgia in Times Square by Brazilian-born pianist Iliana Elias from her wonderful album Everything I Love. And obviously, one thing that she loves is playing the piano and playing standards. Well, we've got another standard coming up, this time interpretation by a vocalist, an updated standard, that is. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a really nice message I've received, which reads as follows. Hi, Russ. I've spent years, believe me, searching for your kind of music. You should be my long-lost identical twin brother. I didn't know this kind of music played by human beings still existed. Please keep me in your address book. I hope we talk one day. Maxwell Gopain from Imabatho, South Africa. Well, Maxwell, thank you, my twin brother, and I am so glad that you found Jazz America, and we love giving you the best of jazz, past and present, and we're just about to give you something that is both past and present. How can we work that riddle? Well, the riddle solved by Marilyn Scott. She is one of the great vocalists from the Los Angeles scene and also from the West Coast, a host of great players joining with her, legendary players like Gary Novak on drums, guitarist Michael Landau, members of the Yellow Jackets down through the years, Russell Ferrante, Jimmy Haslip, and Bob Mentzer, and up-and-coming young trumpet player Ambrose Akinmusur. Here is Marilyn Scott's version of East of the Sun from her new album, Standard Blue, on VOA's Jazz America.
Of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear, near to the sun in the day, near to the moon at night. We'll live in a lovely life, dear, living on love and you and I, forever and a day. Love will not die, we'll keep it that way. Up among the stars we'll find a harmony of life to a lovely tune. East of the sun and west of the moon, the sun, west of the moon, dear. that we could live up in the sky, where we could find a place so high to live among the stars, the sun, the moon, just you and I. East of the sun and west of the moon. East of the sun and west of the moon. My dear. Oh, the moon. Thank you.
another of the great songs of the jazz fusion era from the late 1960s. As a matter of fact, the name of that song is June 15th, 1967, from the album Lofty Fake Anagram by Gary Burton. And guess who played guitar on that song? Larry Coryell. It was Larry Coryell that helped Gary Burton make the move from a more traditional sort of making jazz to the modern jazz fusion era. And as I'd said earlier, if you were listening to the last hour of Jazz America, Larry Coryell did the same thing in helping Chico Hamilton, also a traditional jazz master, to make his move into jazz fusion. Let's have some more conversation with the late, great Larry Coryell, who passed away on Sunday the 19th of February at the age of 73, and then hear more of his wonderful music here on VOA's Jazz America.
This is Russ Davis and my special guest, Larry Coryell, the master guitarist and composer and band leader and musical visionary and world traveler and etc. is here with me, and this is a real treat. Thank you so much for joining us. I know you got a busy schedule today, but it's great to see you.
Oh, it's great to be here, Russ.
You know, you've gone through so many phases musically in your life, and to be at this place making this kind of music is an interesting place to be. It's sort of, I think a lot of people would say, maybe coming full circle, as we all do in our lives from time to time. Would you kind of agree with that? Saying
absolutely. That? Well, you know, before I started experimenting with folk rock and other mixings of styles, you know, it was called jazz rock at one time, it was called fusion. I don't know what it's called anymore. You know, my basic training was in straight ahead jazz. You know, if you're a straight ahead jazz player, you also, it's like a way of life. I mean, you really love the music, you're passionate about the music and passionate about the players that play it. It's a lifelong you know, art form. It doesn't just come and go. It's always there. Jazz never really goes out of style, and the ability to improvise is never it's always impressive, whether it was done in 1943 or 1999.
From an album entitled Pick Hits, here is one of the hits of jazz, Bumpin' on Sunset, Larry Coryell's version on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Heard two live recordings back to back. DNA Nopia, the name of that song, Chick Corea on piano, Bela Fleck on the banjo from their album Two, and preceding that from the album Pick Hits. Larry Coryell with Bumpin' on Sunset. This is Russ Davis. Thank you for listening to this edition of Jazz America, and our salute to two great masters who just passed away, Al Jarreau and Larry Coryell. And speaking of great guitarists, join me next week on Jazz America as the legendary guitarist Steve Kahn continues his investigation of the marriage of modern jazz and Latin music with his album Backlog. We'll talk to him about that and debut cuts from the album on the next Jazz America.